Israeli tanks and troops raided the West Bank city of Jenin today. Israeli radio said at least 6 Palestinians suspected of attacks against Israel were arrested, including the local military commander of Hamas. The incursion into Jenin was the latest in a series of Israeli raids of West Bank towns in an effort to stop Palestinian suicide bombers from entering Israel. But bombers continue to infiltrate. The latest one killed an 18-month-old girl and her grandmother at an outdoor cafe last night. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from the scene of the attack not far from Tel Aviv.
Petach Tikva means the Gateway of Hope. It was founded as the first Jewish village in what is now Israel 135 years ago. But last night, Petach Tikva became the latest Israeli town to be hit by a suicide bomber. It happened at a strip mall in a quiet neighborhood several miles from the center of the city of 150,000. Just before 7 p.m., the cafe and nearby ice cream shop were crowded, many of the patrons, mothers and children, out for a treat on a balmy spring evening. Police said they believe the suicide bomber tried to enter the supermarket next door, but was either turned back or deterred by a security guard. So he walked to the outdoor cafe and detonated his explosives, killing a grandmother and granddaughter and injuring dozens of others. More than a dozen of the wounded were young children. Violet Maslouch, a waitress in the cafe, was serving a table when the blast occurred. She was injured and taken to the hospital. I heard an explosion, she said. At first, I didn't think it was a terrorist attack. Then I saw I was bleeding from my hand and my legs, she said. Hundreds of residents of Petach Tikva gathered at the scene of the attack. The windows of the cafe and the nearby ice cream shop had shattered. The white awning above the cafe was drenched with blood. The mood was more somber than angry. Many residents said they didn't think a suicide bombing would happen in their town, especially an out-of-the-way strip mall that employed many Palestinians. The attacks came just weeks after Israel's large-scale assault on the West Bank ended, its goal to stop these suicide bombings. Since the incursion ended, there have been 5 suicide attacks, 3 of them in the past week. Shachar Babu lives in the building next to the mall. He says the Israeli government has to take a harder line. Whatever they do to us, we must do back to them, he said. It has to hurt them. They shouldn't feel safe anywhere, not in a cafe, not at a vegetable market, nowhere. They should be afraid, he said. Babu's wife, Tova, said she started shaking when she heard the explosion. Her first thought was her daughter and grandchildren, who often go to the shopping center, but they were not there yesterday. She says the suicide bombings have changed her attitude towards the Palestinians. I used to think we need to make peace and give the Palestinians land, she said, but now I don't think that's the solution. They just want to kill us. Maybe we need to just separate. They'll live there and we'll live here, she said. The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, associated with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility for the attack. The statement said it was in retaliation for Israel's killing of 3 Palestinian militants last week. The Palestinian Authority condemned the attack and said it does not condone the killing of Israeli or Palestinian civilians. But Dori Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says Yasser Arafat is responsible.
We have absolutely no indications that the Palestinian security services are reformed or are beginning to take seriously their obligations to fight terrorism. And we have no instructions from Yasser Arafat to the heads of the Palestinian security agencies to take measures in their own hand and stop the terrorism by themselves.
Gold says Israel will continue with its incursions into Palestinian-controlled territory in an effort to stop suicide bombers. But Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Barakat says neither the suicide bombings nor the Israeli raids will help.
Violence, military solutions, killing of innocent civilians, Israelis, Palestinians will not produce security or peace. What we need is to resume a meaningful peace process that would lead to ending of this Israeli occupation. This is the only way out.
CIA Chief George Tenet was supposed to come to the region this week to discuss reform of the Palestinian security forces and to try to restart peace talks, but the trip has been delayed indefinitely. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Petach Tikva.